everybody. Welcome to the first ever Nora Mulberry commentary. Hey. And you pretty much know by now that our first ever commentary is The Phantom Menace, the first ever Star Wars movie. Am I right, Bill?
Yeah. Episode one of six.
Yeah, episode one. This a long time ago, 1977, George had this story in his head, Bill. And he was like,
and somehow it has survived these many, many years.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? This is a really good story. I'm going to hold it over for a while. I'm going to make chapter four first. And it turned out to be a pretty good idea, I think. Until this movie was announced.
Yeah. Well, when this movie was announced, everybody was apeshit. I remember going to see some shit movie just so I could see the trailer for this movie.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you know what's funny is, you remember at a time when this movie was announced, we hadn't had a George Lucas movie in a long time, a Star Wars movie in a long time, so it was kind of like, I just got to see a piece of this movie. I got to see something. And that first image of Darth Maul, it's like, whoa, who's that guy?
That guy's serious.
Whoa, that's badass. I can't wait to hear his story and know, you know, the depth of his character and, you know, the intricacies of all the details and stuff, the characterization. I'm really excited about that.
Slap me with the minutia, George.
Yes, please go into deep thought on his origin. And we pretty much got that, didn't we?
Yeah, I was satisfied.
And, you know, as we watch this film together, you, the listener, and me and Bill, we're sitting kick back. Let's think about the first time we ever saw this movie and how we felt at that time. I mean, at any time, you know, I know there's a lot of people that still enjoy this movie. I can still sit through it, but there's parts where I definitely am like, you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
It can be grating.
And there's parts where, you know, something's a little amiss. Something's stilted about the dialogue, or they're just kind of hitting their marks, but there's no real feeling to it, you know? There's not that sense of what would you say, that sense of wit that's in the original Star Wars? Just picture,
yeah, it's lacking that that kind of cynical attitude,
right? Like, you know, just think of Princess Leia and Han kind of bickering back and forth, how it's kind of charming. There's none of that in this, and if there's an attempt at it, it just doesn't work. And, you know, also, I remember there was a lot of hoopla over the first CGI character, you know, just full-time CGI character, dialogue, all the effect shots, and that's Jar Jar. So we get to see Jar Jar in this. And
that's a great introduction to the industry.
Yes, thank you very much, George. And I still don't know why he couldn't have made him like Chewbacca and just not spoken English and just made grunts or whatever. That might have worked better.
I probably would be able to swallow Jar Jar much easier that way.
And, of course, you know, when you first heard that George wanted to make the story of Darth Vader, and it started as a boy, you knew it was pretty tricky having a little kid, and where could the story possibly go from there? And, you know, I remember I was like a little kid the first time I heard. You know, remember the first thing people ever said was, you know, George Lucas, he has an idea where there'll be three Star Wars movies and then three at the end. Remember that? So there'll be nine in total. So it's like, whoa. And then the first one will be about Obi-Wan when he's young. And I was like, what? What? It didn't sound interesting to me at all, honestly.
Well, because he was just an old man. And it just didn't, he didn't have enough screen time to really care about.
And remember Kenneth Branagh was first rumored to play Obi-Wan. Do you remember that? That was a long time ago. So we went through a lot of this anticipation of the Phantom Menace, people camping out and everything. So I don't know. I thought it would be fun just to go and visit the prequels. I mean, we've talked about it enough times on our show. Am I right?
Yeah, we've given it quite the lambasting.
Mitasa Chopasa.
Yeah, we've had Anakin on the show several times. And we'll be doing all three Star Wars prequels, Bill. How exciting is that?
That's quite a daunting task.
Do you feel up to it?
I think we can handle it, but it's going to take a lot out of us.
And you, the listener, here's what I want you to do. Stick in your dusty Phantom Menace DVD. Hopefully you find it somewhere. Your drink may be sitting on it. Might be a coaster or, you know, holding the door open. Door
could
stop.
Be behind a bookcase, under the couch.
Yeah, it's in there
just
somewhere.
Just places that you would normally hide porn because you're ashamed.
Yeah, it's actually hiding your porn. It's underneath the stack. So you see Phantom Menace on top and then...
Porn is hiding it.
Yeah. Then your
you
Jim Wynorski movie.
You would rather people movies. Find Ass Play 3 yeah. instead of The Phantom Menace.
What's this? Oh, that's my Phantom Menace, and it's a kid's movie? Oh, no, no, that's my porn, I swear. So stick the disc in, and you will come to the main title screen, which says Play Movie, Chapters, Options, StarWars.com. And I believe it's the same timing no matter what menu screen you're on, Bill.
Like, probably.
Right now I'm on Coruscant.
We'll say something like Lucasfilm just faded or, you know.
Right. And just
to
so
try
you,
to, people to get, be able to time up with it.
And I'll turn up my volume a little bit so people get an idea of the opening. Just so we're right around the right... space on the disc. So what I'll do is say 3, 2, 1, hit play movie, and you can hit it right when I say it, or you can just wait kind of a millisecond and then do it, and we'll try to stay on track and you watch the movie with us, Bill. So hopefully that'll work.
I think it will.
So this is going to be fun. Our first ever Nowhere in Mulberry commentary. I hope everyone enjoys it. I'm going to have a good time watching this movie again. Right?
That's quite a good outlook.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be that bad. Of all three, I think this one's the easiest to watch.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And you know, it's the first time we get to see all these things. By the Revenge of the Sith, we were pretty jaded about all the new effects and everything.
So well, by then, I think by then they were using all green screen environments, whereas in this one, a lot of it actually, I mean, it may be a set, but there's actual, you know, flora and
there's
fauna.
There's locations they actually shot at. They went to Tunisia.
Yeah, and like Naboo, it looks like, you know, at times they're actually quite possibly in a forest setting.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a lot of places that... like Theed, that look like live locations, and it looks quite beautiful. Quite breathtaking, Bill.
There's actually some set design in this one.
Right. So let's go ahead and get started, Bill. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. You're on the Play Movie selection, and we're going to start this. I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit, Bill. Maybe you can be able to hear the beginning.
Okay.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, play. All right, I've just hit play on my disc, and 20th Century Fox logo is up, Bill. All right, let's see what's going on here. It's raining in the living room. Whoa. Now, do you hear this, Bill? Ah! Liquid metal. All right, we have the THX logo. Those guys are very proud of themselves. All right. Century Fox logo. I always love hearing this before a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Except by Revenge of the Sith, I was just like, come on, I'm sick of the very shiny Lucasfilm logo. A long time ago.
I think we're pretty much on sync, so we're good.
All right. Star Wars. Star. I remember being in the theater at this point, and I was really just giddy with anticipation.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just like, holy shit, oh, Phantom Menace. I don't know what that means, but I'm really excited about this.
When I was in, I remember people cheering when it happened.
Yeah, woo!
And then we get a line about taxation of trade routes, and it's like
what? Who wrote this? L. Ron Hubbard? Remember L. Ron?
E-meter clearings?
He was
trade
all about
federations?
Taxes and stuff in Battlefield Earth. Trade Federation? Naboo? What the hell's a Naboo?
Congress, I know that word. Republic? Okay.
Endless debates. That doesn't sound exciting.
Supreme Chancellor?
Oh, Jedi Knights. That sounds cool. There we go. Okay, this is
conflict. There's a conflict. Okay, I'm in.
To settle the conflict. All right, I'm ready. I'm pretty excited. Okay. This is going to be exciting. I think it's going to ride into some kind of space battle or something.
Somewhere in space, there's just gigantic blocks of floating paragraphs.
Oh, here we go. A ship. Okay. Okay, that wasn't too exciting, but... Okay. Now, why have Qui-Gon so mysterious in this shot? The reveal of the Jedi? Who the hell's this dude?
He sounds like he might be of Asian descent.
That's nice. Their view screen looks like a nice 16 by 9 up there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, in a galaxy far, far away, they only use...
Now, check this out, Bill. A ship landing. We'll never see anything like this again in the prequel, so just appreciate this.
Not even the droids have seen this.
Oh, nice. Touchdown. That was
very, very subtle.
Oh, gosh. Goodness. Oh, wait. It's a girl. It's a girl protocol droid?
I didn't know they existed.
Oh, it's a lesbian. I get it. I'm TC-14, lesbian protocol droid.
Protocol droids only come in two models.
Yeah, they're all homosexual.
Yeah, they're all of the gay persuasion.
Whoa. Okay, when's this movie going to start with the action? Star Wars, right?
Why did the Jedis look like hippies?
I think Qui-Gon's the best thing about this movie, honestly.
Well, that's because Liam Neeson can actually act, even in... tough situations.
He's like, I've done green screen before. I was Darkman, for Christ's sakes. I know what I'm doing. Master, let's look out this window. Quite a breathtaking view.
The lighting will bounce off our face beautifully.
Now, get used to this. Here we have the establishing of the prequels, which is standing and talking to each other. That happens a lot in these films.
Oh, what did you say? Contact Lord Sidious.
Now, why do these guys talk like this, Bill?
I would like to know the decision behind the voices.
What kind of beverages are they getting here?
That's awful phallic looking there.
Yeah.
It's like you're serving a silver dong.
Almost like a bong. Would you like a hit?
Would you like dong juice, sir?
Tang.
That's all they serve in space.
Oh. This is my favorite line. Stunted slime.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself.
Everything is CGI, but these guys are puppets.
Yeah.
And they're the worst looking things in the movie.
But this movie has a lot of puppets that end up becoming CGI in later films.
And it's like, you know what? Screw this. Let's go back to a CGI. Like later on, of course, we will get into the puppet Yoda. My only part in Star Wars. Oh!
I want to know why there's a cannon in the hangar bay.
It's just in case.
Radar.
Dioxys? That sounds poisonous.
Oh, badass. New droid. Now, why do they make these droids look so...
They stupid?
Look harmless toys, and even their voices are worse. Okay, Bill, here's our first Jedi action.
Oh, that's not a Jedi.
Goodness gracious me. It's just a lesbian. Roger, Roger.
Rajet, Rajet.
Oh, awesome! Oh,
look, they're just carving these things.
Wow, it's almost like there's no sense of danger.
Okay, there's a voice that I have a major problem with.
The one.
It
with
sounds
the...
like he went, okay, what kid can I get to voice this thing?
Sit off the bridge. Start a new load of laundry.
It's like, this is offensive.
Make awesome. Sure my salt and pepper squid is in the fryer.
Now, would this be any different if they were just fighting teddy bears? You know, it's like, there's no sense of danger at all, even if the music's telling us there is.
Of all the, there's absolutely no threat from these things.
And look at this guy. He's like, I'm going to go all by myself. Now, this part I thought was awesome. You can use a lightsaber to melt a door. And no one ever does anything like this again in any of the movies, but I thought it was kind of neat. But
only Qui-Gon can do this.
Wouldn't Qui-Gon's hand be pretty hot right here?
I think it would be on fire.
They're no match for droidicas.
I was like, what's a droida car? What are they talking about?
Oh, this is one.
Shield generators, master.
Excellent deduction there, Obi. Whoa, that looked weird.
You know, it's funny, that part where they did the little stutter, I used to argue with a guy at work who said that was an editing mistake. And I'm like, there's not an editing mistake in the movie.
It's
give
a
me
force
a
run, you idiot.
They digitally edit everything. There's no way they're going to have a mistake in a theatrical release like that. And he's like,
it's not like they're cutting it on a film table or something.
He's like, well, if that was a force run, why doesn't he do it all the time? It's like, I don't know. That may be an inconsistency in the scripting or whatever, but it's not an editing mistake. You know, it's just like want to beat people over the heads.
Oh, that was so funny.
I'm very proud of myself. Now, why does this chick talk so strange? Let's check this out. What the hell? That's no lady. That's a man.
That's a man. So, in order to make your characters that have no facial emotions look puzzled, they just shake a lot. Yeah, the guy in the background is just like shaking his head, like,
Like, first you look at her weird fish headdress there, but look at her hair around her head. It just is hilarious.
Oh, that's a weave.
Oh, definitely. That's a weave, Jerry. What's a happening?
No, but she does suspect her Chinese food to be delivered shortly.
Egg roll. Now, I do love... We used to play Star Wars Galaxies. I always loved Theed on Naboo.
Oh, yeah.
Look, all these people do is sit in chairs in this place. Here's my favorite character in all of Star Wars here, Bill.
None of the Star Wars prequel, or any of the original Star Wars films, had scenes of people sitting around and talking for 5-10 minutes.
Here's my favorite character, Bill.
Sayo Bibble. As the only black man on Naboo, I say that we should kick some ass. I am the voice of reason here.
Now, Natalie, what I want you to do is just sit as stiff as possible and show no emotion.
When you speak, don't move your eyes. Don't blink.
Now, check out these effects, Bill. This is incredible. This invasion.
Isn't that Yavin?
Yeah. They're on Yavin 4. Whoa.
There just happened to be a gigantic opening right there that they could just drop right into.
They found a nice clearing. Look at these droids.
I want a flying scooter.
Yeah, what did they call it? A skiff or something? Or a step? I can't remember the toy's name.
Why am I in this hologram? I'm not saying anything. I'm just here for moral support.
Yeah, they are never separate.
Oh, I've just figured it out, Bill. They're a couple.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. Was awesome. This is a nice surround moment, like with surround sound. I can hear all
they're
the
animals trying to run away from the movie.
Oh,
who's this dude?
Oh, here we go. Huh?
Oh, boy.
Why didn't Qui-Gon smother him right here in the mud? We must be quiet! Here's where it's like, okay.
Mooey, mooey.
Are you friggin' moron?
I'm kind of speechless here, Bill.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot we can say right here, only because it's just so ridiculous.
It's just saved a little by this badass lightsaber action right here. And back to Jar Jar.
What the F is this?
Yeah.
But it's a motive to speak? What? What is... Did George Lucas type this out, honestly?
If he did, and I was one of these actors that read the script, I would have thrown it in the trash.
Liam Neeson is sitting there, and he's reading the line, "Excuse me?"
I'm really looking at a black man. The CGI isn't overlaid yet.
His home is Jamaica underwater. Iree.
Misa roll fat doobie for you.
Rasta life. Oh, boy.
Ay, ay, ay. It can't get any worse than this, though, Bill. So I'm going to go ahead and forgive the movie for this right now.
Master, why are we following this thing? We're Jedi. Seriously.
That was needed.
Is he trying to upstage everything?
Yeah.
I thought Jedi had, like, super breath. They could just hold their breath. Do they really need breathing apparatuses here?
They're going to the abyss.
Oh. Look, there's Bud Brickman down there. Whoa, it's an underwater city. How many years did some artist spend drawing this thing? You know.
So if they breathe, I don't quite get the whole idea that they can breathe, yet they live in air bubbles underwater.
I remember reading about, you know, you kind of read about the story before you saw the movie, and it was like the Gungans live on Naboo too. They're natives of the planet just like the humans are, but they live separately and they don't get along. So it's like, oh, that sounds really interesting. But, you know, it's not interesting at all, actually.
Yeah, you would think that there's some sort of, like, civil unrest between them.
Hey, what's up, Captain Dobbles?
Jar Jar, you no loud here anymore. Get your ass out.
This guy definitely smokes the ganja.
Regularly. Oh, great. All of a sudden it turned into an episode of Full House.
Misa just here for me ganja.
Okay, here we go with the nervous tick of Boss Nass. Is there kind of an Alice in Wonderland thing going on here? Wow, there's really just nothing you can say about any of this.
It's so hard to comment on how bizarre this is.
This planet's filled with morons, Master. There's nothing worth saving here.
They should have just left at this point going, you know what, maybe we should just let them have Naboo.
Yeah, let Naboo just die.
Huh?
We could use a transport.
What's a unabongo, Bill? Does it mean it means one set of bongos?
Yeah, just one bongo, and you have to try to make it sound like two.
Go.
Ah, this is great.
Now, here's a confusing part. Why in the hell would Qui-Gon even care to save Jar Jar?
Let him be punished.
Jar Jar, your throat is to be slit and dropped in the abyss.
All right, sounds good to me. Let's go. You really don't need a navigator. Just use the Force, no. Dude. Won't it guide you, Bill?
Supposedly it does.
But I guess...
But not to any of these Jedi.
Punished. They should have killed him just for saying punished.
He is my bitch now. He'll do whatever I say.
So, Gungans, in addition to Wookiees, owe life debts.
Yeah, it's only the lowly creatures that do it. Humans okay. don't have to do that stuff.
It's the morons.
Right. What the hell is that?
Okay.
Is this something Brian Blessed said? No, I just have an idea here what Boss Ness will do. He'll go, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's
great. Let's give him a load of nervous ticks and have him spit all over the place.
Mr. Boss Ness, have a...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I was interrupted by this awesome shuttlecraft here.
We's in a sperm. What?
It honestly does look like that.
We's in Gunga sperm.
That's too much.
Jar Jar, I'm going to talk to you.
Seriously, would Obi-Wan even spend time talking to this creature?
No, of course not. I would tie its mouth shut.
Misa tend to get innocent people killed.
Oh, wow. Look at this giant fish, Bill. This
is a giant rockfish.
I guess the urgency of what's going on in Naboo can just hold for now because we want to see a giant fish chase.
Itty bitty accidenty.
I honestly, it's so hard to even understand what is trying to be said here.
Oh dear, it's a big goober fish.
Huge O teeth. So basically, underwater on Naboo is really dangerous for everyone.
Right. Oh, it's Cloverfield, it looks like there. Oh, now the plot's going to kick up. We're on a... Oh, not these guys.
Back to talking.
You're a hologram.
Darth Sidious, I can't wait till we see more of this guy, Bill.
Yeah, he should appear more.
She's a passive bitch.
Who are those little droid kids in the background? You never see them again in any other shot, do you?
No, they just needed to fill the background. There needs to be about a million things going on in a shot just so that it appears there's...
Listen
purpose.
To what Jar Jar said. Where's are we going? He said, the Force will guide us. They brought him as a navigator.
Yeah.
The hell? Oh, no. Doesn't the same thing happen to the pod racer in the movie? Or they have to...
Yeah, they're big. They're big into the power losses.
Master, we need to reroute the subsystems. Shut the F up, Jar Jar.
Now, at one point, he does a Vulcan nerve pinch on Jar Jar, doesn't he?
Not soon enough.
This is all very exciting. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, they don't seem nervous at all. There's no sense of danger here, even though the movie's telling us we should be sensing it, right?
Why didn't... right now, it just looks like a cartoon, like a goofy cartoon.
Yeah.
I slipped him a roofie. We'll be fine.
Oh, awesome. More droid action. When I see this stuff, I just remember the Pepsi KFC commercials. Colonel Sanders with a lightsaber. Ah, beautiful shot here, Bill. Very artistic.
I'm looking at a window.
Oh, great. These two jokers.
We're standing on a matte painting. No, I think it's a green screen. Oh, who cares?
Oh, back in the water? Come on! Arrive at your friggin' destination! Okay, here we go.
Oh, finally.
Deactivate shield.
Loverly. Okay, yeah, hey.
Say there's nowhere to park.
This is preposterous.
Why does... Wow, when did she have time to change? She doesn't even look the same anymore. Something's going on
here,
though.
Yeah, something's different.
But the queen. She looks more like Keira Knightley here.
She's presenting with her peacock feathers.
Let's talk to this robot thing. Oh!
I think it's funny that these people are being subdued by pencil droids.
Yeah, pencil-thin droids.
Like, oh, I'm so threatened by
this. Now, this scene cracks me up. Look, everybody's walking in a different direction. What is happening in the shot?
There's absolutely no rhyme or reason.
They're just all being marched. And action. Everyone walk. All right,
okay,
good stuff.
We're walking. We're walking.
People walking. Let's walk, too. But let's walk crouched
let's
down.
Let's walk stealthily.
Jar Jar, here, you get a lightsaber, too.
That would have, you know, it's just might as well, right?
Oh, that would be... He could cut off his own ears.
Alley-oop!
And, of course, Jar Jar...
Look how excited Sayo Bibble is in the shot. Whoa! Force push. We'll never see that again in the movie.
Quickly, this way.
Hey, finally, you guys are moving with a little bit of action there.
We'll buy a storage shed. You know how long it takes.
He's got a kick-ass stash.
Yeah, he does. That curly mustache. I have a feeling this guy's kind of into some sick shit, though. You can just tell.
Black man, distract them.
The hell you mean, white boy?
Black man later to be replaced by Samoan man.
Yeah.
There's no logic.
Yeah, we agree.
I'm surprised nobody has noticed that that's not the queen.
The painstaking process they went through to have the queen keep switching out is just stupid. There's no point to it. It's like, why is
why
Natalie-
does she always look different? And why does one of her handmaidens look like the queen?
And why does she talk like a retard?
You must do something. In the committee.
Let's just sashay on over here. All right. There's a sense of
so,
urgency.
How you doing, boys?
Hello, boyos.
Coruscant?
Awesome.
That doesn't compute. You're under arrest.
So are they cops or something? Or it's local sheriff, I guess.
Yeah.
Go, get out of the movie as fast as you can.
Save yourself.
Look at them just hack those things up, Bill. Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, it was still walking.
Yoo-hoo! Oh, wait, wrong movie. Oh, here's the introduction of R2! Hello, boyos? Come on.
You don't say!
Could you just not fly towards it? Just go the other way, dude. look, there's no ships over there. Okay, I guess you're busy. A fire in space. It's not possible.
We're screwed.
Haven't you seen Apollo 13? I'm sure something like that's close. Yeah.
Get some air scrubbers.
How wooed. See, look, here, obviously R2 has a way to stick to the hull of a ship.
Yeah, he's got like a magnetic base or something.
So do you remember like in episode 3 when he's like rolling everywhere on the ship?
Yeah,
like going,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, just pointing that out.
Lucas has an incredible lack of logic.
He just kind of forgets about stuff, I guess. Awesome.
What?
That's what these blocks are telling me. What's this black man doing on my bridge?
Whoa, calm down, dude. We got a racist pilot here, Bill.
This is a white-only bridge.
Pizza Hut, I'm pretty hungry. No, not that kind of hut. Here, master. Tatooine.
Oh, he does that later, I guess.
I love how the hologram's sitting at the table.
Why is the hologram sitting?
This table's much too tall for me here.
All right. Yeah, go sign your friggin'... Just forge your signature, dude. Who cares?
Something was revealed just then.
Darth Maul. He looks like a badass.
I take shit from no one. You mess with the...
what kind of alien is he? A Zabrak.
You mess with a Zabrak, you get the horns.
Now, I can't wait to see more of Darth Maul and hear how he talks and stuff, Bill.
Yeah. I'm betting he has a real menacing voice.
Wash this shitty little robot and get him out of here. Man, R2 is filthy. Apparently there's a lot of space dust outside. Yeah, I don't like that, where she goes, what's his number? What? They've never referred to a droid like that before, have they?
No, not that I know of.
Or ever again, what's his number? Get the hell out of here.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
We're going crate hunting on Tatooine.
We're going to get some pearls.
I do not listen to the black man.
Ah, menial labor.
You're so touching his robot penis.
What?
He's very excited. So am I. Want to smoke a doob?
Me's a humping terminals.
You're a very stupid creature.
Me's a fully digital. Me's a very annoying.
Me's Ahmed Best. Me never work again.
You know, it's funny. People should turn on the closed captioning just to see how this shit's spelled.
Yeah. Tatooine. Thanks, pilot. We don't need a narrator.
Do you like my collar? It's quite big on my outfit.
Going for the 70s chic look.
In the prequels, they spent way too much time on all the outfits.
It's landing. It's landship.
Yay! Touchdown. They spent way too much time on lamps and couches in the prequels.
And landings. You know, if you cut each landing out of each film, I think we would save about 15-20 minutes.
I think you're right. I guess Jar Jar had nothing to do.
No.
Let's take Jar Jar with us in the heat. He's an amphibian. At least I... She looks like she just woke up and she's hungover.
It's no place for black people. Go get on the ship.
You're not allowed, even with your hat.
And take that stupid hat off. Shit, man. Kill that motherfucker.
That freaking honky.
Do they not have some kind of hovercraft or something?
Well, whoa, what's with Neil Armstrong there? On the right?
He's got a gigantic helmet on.
Watch out for Bantha Poodoo.
Look at old Step and Fetch It right here. Oh, dude, you're going to step in shit.
Oh, no, you stepped in CGI poop.
Me, it's a step in shit. This here's shit. This is Shinola.
This looks like a nice place.
Yeah, it's very vibrant, filled with life.
At one time, that effect shot looked okay to me, but it doesn't anymore.
Now it just looks terrible.
Do you notice how, like, effects, they'll look fine now? But
oh,
then...
no, here we go.
Hey, welcome to my show!
Hey, look at my big nose!
We'd like some gefilte fish.
Hey, Nubian!
Hey, I got some potato latkes!
Hey, look, it's our favorite kid!
Mitasa Chopasa.
Hey, I'm a little punk ass!
Never mind the kid, he's got a dirty mouth.
He's what you call slave labor. You look very horny. Would you like a prostitute?
Are you an angel?
Do you remember watching the extras on this disc where this is what they use to audition the kids?
Yeah, this and scene? For some reason he nailed it.
Are you an angel?
Oh, man, this is perfect.
Where is he hanging out at that he hears the traitors and star pilots talk about the angels? Does he, like, hang out at the canteen?
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Gardula the Hutt? What the hell are you talking about, kid? Pod races. I'm taking a lot of information in.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, you should really not take it so personal. You little brat. Yes. Slapstick.
This was necessary, wasn't it?
It adds levity to a serious situation.
Oh, yeah, that's great. There's the 2001 pod in the background, Bill. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, wow, yeah.
I prefer
yeah, always concerned with monies.
How about I beat your ass? Would you prefer that?
How about if I rip your wings off? You big-nosed bastard.
He's a Targaryen!
It's almost like that creature's right there with him, isn't it?
It's very believable.
Hmm. They should have showed him walking all the way out, I think.
Yeah, I think that would have been an excellent use of the time.
Jaja. Bloody Jaja.
I'm going to have sex with you one day. Oh, that was just inappropriate.
You're very, very cute, Anakin. Goodbye. Oh, God. Why every time there's a scene and Jar Jar's got to walk off screen, does he have to spin around and act like an idiot?
Blown him over top of me, chop chop, chop chow.
And back at the ship.
Do you think Watto's a self-hating Jew?
He's a self-hating Targaryen.
Oh, Targaryen, sorry.
I'm going to talk into this woman's razor.
Who's Noah? What?
Yeah, Noah Gain? I don't know him. At some point, Qui-Gon should really just slap him and say, "Speak English, you idiot!"
We're going to turn Jar Jar out as a prostitute. Hey, Wana Wonka?
That's what the thing always sounds like it said.
Hey, it Wana does! Wonka?
What the, this is the worst puppet ever. Uh-oh, here's Sebulba. Oh, I can't believe they did the whistle thing, Bill.
Oh, no.
Misa, snap your neck.
With my legs.
Shouldn't Qui-Gon just kind of turn and kept walking at this point?
Yeah, definitely. Umengisa.
Chachawa.
Chachawa.
Man, Sebulba's such a dick. Hi, I'm Liam Neeson. Yeah, I didn't understand any of that, kid.
Thanks, kid. Maybe you should dig yourself a hole.
I've never acted before, can you tell?
I'm sure he's been in a Pizza Hut commercial or something. Why is that guy sitting with two?
They look awful sullen.
Street urchins.
for being friends with Sebulba, they're awfully sad. You'd think it would be always a party. Banaka, I love that stuff.
Minty.
I like the strawberry.
Pally's.
Pally-o.
Would you like a walnut?
Oh, it's his laser sword.
Doesn't it drive you nuts? He calls it a laser sword.
Okay, old lady, thanks.
Thank you, bag lady.
Bag lady. Where's your shopping cart?
I'm going to collect some more cans. My mom's a prostitute. You can sleep with her if you want. Oh, this is sick.
Hopefully that big chubby guy named Clark isn't here.
Oh, this is a nice apartment complex. Oh,
this entire building's actually made of bantha poodoo.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Annie. You brought me another customer. Now, do you men want a double penetration, or...
Oh, my God.
This is my room. You can see.
I like how she just tolerates him. Like, yeah, this is really great. Terrific.
Human cyborg gay relations. You've made a gay robot? Is that what you're telling me here?
Oh, he's a wonderful homosexual robot. He's a snappy dresser, too. I programmed it.
Does this make any sense that he built C-3PO?
No.
I mean, seriously, Anakin, Darth Vader created C-3PO. Okay. All right.
And there just happened to be protocol droids all over the place. But you know what? He must have got this kit from the hobby store.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So many people have died.
Don't listen to Sio.
He has a problem bibbling all the time.
So do they just sit in that empty room all the time?
Well, they have a TV they watch.
Oh, okay. They're gathering around the boob tube.
I can't hear you, Master. Are you talking in that razor again?
Oh, here we go, dude. Awesome scene with Darth Maul here. With Peter Serafinowicz.
Ray Serafinowicz? Peter Park.
Tatooine is sparsely populated.
Every time I hear this, I can't help but laugh because of it being Peter Serafinowicz.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yay for Peter. Oh, this scene drives me nuts.
I'm going to stir my, whatever this is. Are you enjoying your Malt-O-Mill, dear?
She's... Oh, okay, she is pouring something. For a second there, it didn't look like there was anything in there.
It's like Our Town. They're just pretending.
Yeah.
That's rude, Jaja. No. Adults talking, kids. Sorry.
Why aren't you at the child's table with Jar Jar? Ugh.
You're Jedi and I saw your laser sword and stuff. Plus, you dress like a hippie. Only Jedi dress like hippies.
All those... You wear too many hemp robes.
The true Jedi, all they do is get high all the time.
Maybe. It's possible.
They get baked in their minaret and sit around in a circle.
You smell like patchouli. I know you're a Jedi.
Oh, God, I hate patchouli.
I'm a decent actor, right?
I totally know something's going on here.
An important mission.
Oh, good line reading, kid. Good job.
This is what brought you to Tatooine? A broken engine part?
Yes. It's a very simple plot, isn't it? Shut up, Jar Jar.
No, Nulata. Really? Have you tested it?
Boon to Eve? That just rolls off the tongue.
The angry Toydarian won't let you.
Why does she have a British accent and he doesn't?
Yeah. I guess because he grew up around Watto?
Shouldn't he talk like this? No. Nah, not so much. Yeah, I am saying that a lot.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Thanks for teaching me a lesson.
No, he can race in space races or whatever they're called. When is my part in the movie over?
Yeah, I see something good happening out of this. And white. So people just walk on Tatooine. At least they're going somewhere. And everywhere else in the Star Wars universe, they stand around.
They meander about.
This kid's going to F up and we're going to be screwed.
Well, boo-hoo on you.
Deal with it.
Hey, hippie, you're back. Patchouli smelling MF-er. Whoa.
I'll give you this. It's a woman's shaver. It shows a hologram of a spaceship. Pretty badass, huh? He flashed you? Oh my god.
He showed me his genitals. It scared the shit out of me.
Have you ever seen Doug genitals? It's quite horrifying.
They're much more scarier than Tordarians.
Picture a cow udder, only black. What?
What the hell? It looked like a Hickory Farm summer sausage.
Hey, maybe you keep the boy. You do good.
It's like, all right, you sick bastard. So is he like a bird where he just puts droppings everywhere as he's flying around?
There's a hole in his flying diaper, so I think he just kind of, yeah.
Leaves pellets everywhere?
Little rabbit pellets.
I'm going to look at you, look at him. Backside. Did you just call him a Puta? What?
Puta!
And back to the ship. Hey, I love this establishing shot, by the way. I'm really getting sick of hanging here with these lame-os.
What the hell are they playing in the background?
Go fish! Stop talking into that razor. Don't they have cell phones in Star Wars?
No, they're only walkie-talkies.
I am very proud of him. This is the first time he's ever acted. He's doing pretty good.
I still don't know who the hell his father is.
This is a total lie. He knows she's lying. I just got pregnant one day. Yeah. So you're telling me the midichlorians had sex with her?
Yep.
All right.
They're sentient beings.
Why didn't they show that scene?
That would have put it to a PG-13.
His father is Sifo-Dyas. Oh, that guy. She's lying, Qui-Gon. You know she just got knocked up, drunk one night. I will not help the boy. Couldn't you write some kind of emancipation?
Yeah, he's not real big into freeing slaves. Oh, what the hell is this?
What the? Oh, it's our gang.
It's the goof troop.
Hey, it's Kitchster.
Is that the retarded...
Yeah, why does this Greedo have a frying pan? Why is he holding a frying pan?
I honestly think he's retarded. They just tolerate
eggs?
Him. He's the grown dwarf retard of the town that all the kids befriend.
It's like, look, he's got his frying pan again. Go make some scrambled eggs, retard. Now, when you saw this, the first teaser trailer, and it showed Jar Jar shocking his tongue, were you like, oh, no. What
yeah.
is this? Oh, dear.
My tongue is fat.
This is comic relief, everybody.
This is funny stuff. I really find it incredibly humorous. Oh, yeah. No, now he's stuck. Okay.
You know, I've watched this with my daughter a few times, and what Lucas should have done is screened it for kids before he released it to see
yeah.
if they were entertained by any of the shit. Because my daughter gets really bored.
She probably gets frustrated at how stupid he is. Kids are smart. They have no time for this shit.
Here's a can of NOS. Oh, badass. Quick, start the engine. Start the engine. Come on, come on. Quick, before he pulls his hand out. Oh,
suck him in. Yeah.
Oh, bad out, yo.
It's working.
Now, action. Everyone look happy.
Oh. Is it working?
Is it working, Anakin?
I couldn't hear from here.
I think she just had a moment of gas there.
Yeah, that's why she was outside. She didn't want to do it inside.
One day I'm going to fall in a nest of Gundarks.
It's good to dream, kid.
You ever think about sand?
Kid, you seem to want a lot of things. Maybe you should think about something else.
I'm checking you for VD.
What's that?
Never mind.
Sir,
and by the way, kid, stop being so damn promiscuous.
Whoa, pretty cool. There's an app like that on the iPhone, did you know? Blood sample. You can just send them in.
The midichlorian count app?
Just plug it into your razor. 20,000 midichlorians. What does that mean? I'm not sure. He's tested positive for retardation.
Rotha!
Liar!
Whoa.
Who was his father?
This looks a lot like a TIE fighter.
It does. A TIE fighter with a long nose.
A precursor, maybe? Check this pimp out, yo.
He's totally got the pimp walk.
Let's look through my binoculars here, and boom, city! I actually think you could have seen it without the binoculars, but okay.
He always has his portable sand people eyes.
He's sending probes.
They're totally going to probe that place. So they even walk around where they race.
Yeah. One guy's going that way. They're going that way. I like Sebulba's prostitutes when they show him here in a second. That guy's got style. Hey, look at that alien in the background. He's got the cone of shame around his neck.
There's a bunch of them. Four of them.
The cone of shame.
Wow, this shot doesn't look CGI at all.
Wow.
Oh, Sebulba.
Sebulba, he's what you call a pimp. A Mac Daddy. Hey.
He sits in his cups. Look how out of proportion all the pod racing engines are.
Sebulba gets a little bit of attitude here, doesn't he? Why not? What does his mom do for him?
I would like to know why it's so important that he keeps them.
Hey, let's shoot some craps.
I've got my 20-sided dice here. Let's roll a new character.
So what do you think about this? Qui-Gon, he doesn't want to mess too much with things, but he cheats here. He's like, we can't get involved.
You cheating, patchouli-smelling son of a bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, what the hell's Kitchener doing there? Aren't his parents wondering where he is?
I think his parents were murdered by Watto.
My parents are dead. Watto killed them. Now I'm a slave. Oh, it's a great childhood you got, kid. Where's their buddy with the frying pan?
He's back at the asylum.
This is my frying pan. He's my best friend.
Wizard? What?
This is so Philosopher's Stone, Annie. Well,
Of course you will.
Oh, you're hurting me.
He squeezed
his
shoulders.
What is that in my back?
Hey, look at these two spacemen here. Nice. Hey, look at this guy.
They must not be able to handle the environment.
Here it is, Bill. Something I've watched so many times on this disc.
Home theater demo material.
Yes. Hey, let's check out this 5.1 system. Put in the pod race. Oh.
All right, Greg Proops.
Yeah, Greg Proops is the announcer guy. This is such a poor decision to have this narration. Hey, look, it's Ben Quadranero.
Hey, there's the frying pan, dude.
Bulls roar. Hey, I want him to make me some scramby eggs.
He's really big with the Muslims.
Yeah.
The three-eyed cowman.
Cowboy.
The quarian loves him.
Clegg Holdfast. Hey, it's Dud Bolt, Bill. Dud Bolt.
Odie Mandrell! He's related to Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, look at these. The three
oh,
stages.
Yeah, that was needed.
Humans suck! Oh, let's at least see the fags. I mean, flags.
The flags.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody!
Here's my flag!
I'm flying my flag!
Oh, a fart joke.
God, that's bad.
Don't die.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll abandon you eventually.
Hey, I'm going to walk on my hands.
Oh, my God. What does that mean? What did he just do? Oh, here's my favorite line in the whole Star Wars saga, Bill. Yeah, you tell him, Anakin.
Screw don't pot, Slamo. Told you.
I believe that means to go F your mother.
Yes, it does. Whoa! I'm not used to being picked up by grown men. I liked it.
I like his little head pillow area.
Doesn't quite fit him, does it?
No.
I made this helmet out of toilets.
What? Hey, it's Jabba. Are those little Nunas?
Lips on her butt.
Awesome. Here we go, Bill. Crank up the sound system.
The couplers are firing. They're still walking with the flags?
Like, come on with the flags, people. Who asked you, handmaiden?
Prick.
Eat me, hippie bastard.
Patchouli smelling son of a... Oh, yeah, start the engines.
Turbines are go!
Yes, engines burning, revving,
buttons pushing,
switches flipping,
gases burning. Engines revving. Jar Jar assing.
Yeah, we still have to have Jar Jar screwing everything up.
Retarded Greedo cheering.
Where's his frying pan? Where do you leave it? Hey, it's Willow, Matt Maldigan.
Willow, commenting. Podcast stalling. Or, I mean, Pod Racer.
Now this is podcasting.
Stupid human.
Where's my frying pan?
Chuba. I'm deciphering this language. Chuba means shit. Oh, what's wrong with Ben Quadranero?
In the waka!
I want a wonka!
Hey, Willa Wonka! Ah, there you go, you little bastard. Whoa. It's like, okay, I'm getting into the movie now. This is pretty
cow
cool.
Cowman rubbing. Cowman crashing.
Awesome.
I hate that sound.
Sebulba's spotters.
Yeah. That.
Okay, now that chick is a bounty hunter, right? Is that a little Easter egg for expanded universe people?
I have no idea who that is.
It's like some chick bounty hunter or something. I think she's a comic book character or something. I don't know. Here's my favorite part coming up, the sand people.
The sand people ruining the race.
Oh no. He's dead.
You know, this race is awfully dangerous.
Yeah.
They're all up there drinking their PBR, shooting shit.
They're friggin' hillbillies.
Ben Quadranero's still there. Oh, no.
Does that mean he's dead? I'm guessing Ben Quadranero's dead now.
That's really too bad. I quite liked it. Oh, there he is.
Hey, wee. I'm actually rooting for Sebulba now.
Odie Mandrell needs a little maintenance from the Mandrell sisters. Hey, little guy, watch out. You're all no. Oh, no.
I always like that, him just pushing Nuna to his death.
See, that's an actual moment that I can go along with because it's funny. It's something that a Hutt would do. Just kill something for no reason.
Just for entertainment.
Yeah.
Yippee!
Oh, I want one of those hammerhead things. That looks delicious. Oh, dear.
You would think a protocol droid would know that.
Yeah, do you really need to narrate the movie for us?
Hey, is that one of those things from Kamino?
I think so. He's a freaking cloner.
So many sounds and visuals to take in.
Is this part the part that was the added in sequence for the race that wasn't in the theatrical version? I've seen it so many times now I forget.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was like the extra lap. There's one point where I think it's coming up. The Sebulba. It's an awesome bass rumble. No, it wasn't. That wasn't it. It's coming up soon, but it's. Whenever you watch it, a lot of times there's this one Sebulba pod racer scene where it's like. And the whole, like, living room vibrates.
They should really have cameras along this track because Sebulba's a cheating prick.
Yeah, why can't they see this? He should have been disqualified, damn it!
Oh, help!
Hey, get a hand to the kid. He's not panicking, right?
He's totally cool.
I would have been like, oh!
You would have...
Oh, nice magnet.
He got that off of R2.
Awesome. He took it off his feet. That's why he doesn't have that anymore.
That's exactly it. That's why he goes sliding all over the place in the third movie.
Oh, maybe not. They gotta turn this into a video game.
And I think it should be for the Dreamcast.
Oh, poor little guy.
Tusken Raiders totally took him out.
That's gotta hurt. Yeah, that's great.
They all just cracked another PBR pounder.
Shut up, Jar Jar. You're ruining it. I'm enjoying myself.
frying pan!
Retarded Rodian, ho!
Come on, Annie.
Are there any, like, race markers on this course, or do they just go whatever way they want?
Oh, crap.
Oh, there they are.
Here's where he mows down a family.
Oh.
Let me flip some switches here. Okay, pull back on here, and...
Sebulba totally just screwed himself.
Boo-hoo!
Boo! Puppet Man don't like it!
I think that guy was just, wasn't sure what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah!
Houdini!
Oh, jeez, he needs to get that looked at.
Yeah, that don't sound good. I think he needs a new catalytic converter.
It sounds like my washer on the spin cycle.
I can just picture Ben Burt in his washroom with a digital recorder.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my thing broke off. Whatever it is.
He's polluting the environment, Bill. It's very disturbing.
He needs to get fined for this.
Things say stuff. All right, let me just...
Pulling levers! Pushing buttons!
Let me just reroute... He basically does reroute the subsystems here, doesn't he?
He does. He converts the power...
All right. Ooh, nice.
Rerouting and subsystems away! Woohoo! Come on, come on.
Flipping.
Come on. Yeah!
Full power restored.
Nice!
Come on, Annie, you can do it!
I forgot, what is this movie about?
I don't remember.
It's about pod racing. And the dangers associated with the fame. Oh, shut up, Jar Jar.
Careful, Annie. Careful. You could turn to the dark side one day.
Oh, my God. He really had some foresight there.
Poo-doo.
I think Jar Jar was the actual Jedi.
Now, this sequence right here where they get stuck together happened exactly in Return of the Jedi when Luke hooks up his speeder bike to the stormtrooper, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Now, only if there was a tree.
Yeah.
Punda.
Puta bangu to bangu.
What the hell is this guy saying? Awesome. Explosion. So basically right here he says, horseshit!
Yeah. Wait, they were just booing Anakin one lap ago, and now they're cheering for him?
Frying pan!
Frying pan! Frying pan dance!
Oh, shut up. Nobody's going ooh-ah. Hey, those guys with the cone of shame are even happy.
They've really overcome a lot of shame to be happy.
Oh, man, Willow is pissed.
Pooty.
I think, you know, it's sad, but we kind of felt the same way that Jabba did there.
Yeah, really, it was so long you fall asleep. I think Lucas was being slightly self-aware there.
Oh, Annie, you have shit all over your face.
How in the hell, him winning a race, has he brought hope to people that have had no hope?
You're going to free the slaves.
You're my own little Moses.
You know, come to think of it, Qui-Gon's kind of Jesus-y in this, isn't he?
He is. He's like the passive-aggressive wise man.
Hello, my child.
I don't believe you ever existed.
Oh, welching. Got us a welcher here, do we? It would have been great if Qui-Gon broke his kneecaps here.
Or snapped his wings. Now try walking, you lazy bastard.
Oh.
It's like, Jar Jar, we're leaving you here. Didn't you know that?
What the hell's that camel thing?
His face looks kind of bloated here, doesn't it?
My face is bloated.
He's been drinking a lot, just waiting at the ship.
Yeah, he needs to take a diuretic.
He's on one of those farting things.
Hey, nice hat.
Look, dominoes.
Let me just remove the chip. I've got this X-Acto knife. They never really say anything more about that, do they?
No, they don't.
I've got an explosive chip in me.
If I cross the border, my head will explode.
See you later, Mom. I'll check on you. About, what is it, 7 years?
So how old is he in Attack of the Clones?
17?
Yeah, it's like he hasn't seen his mom for a long time.
There's no sex involved.
I'm going to get a girlfriend and keep it a secret. It's going to be great.
I'm going to get her pregnant and then choke her.
I'm going to chop Mace Windu's arm off even.
Okay, Anakin.
And then I'm going to get really self-confident and think I'm more powerful than anyone else. And then I'm going to get my legs chopped off. And then I'm going to burn up. And then I'm going to get a dark black suit and a respirator and scare the shit out of everyone.
Wow, it's good to dream.
Don't worry about your mother. I'll take care of her. Come over here, my lady.
It's like, we don't love your mother anymore.
Your mother's a used-up whore, Anakin.
I'm not allowed to go. I'm not cool enough. Ah, jeez. I'm sending you away because you annoyed the shit out of me.
You're always running around, making loud noises, and quite frankly, I've fallen in love with your retard Rodian friend.
He'll make me lots of scrambly eggs.
I love his pan.
At least he leaves his gay robot with her, right?
Yeah. That's who I'd want dotering over me.
He pretty much doesn't keep his word here.
Yeah, no, he kind of fails that miserably.
Whoa, dude, he's making a pass. Get your hands off me, patchouli-smelling son of a...
And we built this city on rock and roll!
Doot, doot, doot. Dun, dun. Now here's this weird POV camera view that only happens once in the movie. It's weird.
It's so out of place.
Sell me. You little shit, come back here. Ooh.
You haven't put my skin on yet. Whoa, she's got a big ass.
Nice.
That's why she's so popular.
It's a nice complex, isn't it?
It is. It's, I haven't seen better projects than this. I like that the stairs are built directly into the walls.
Only when I'm close to death.
Only after I've been raped incessantly by sand people.
Well, I'll avenge you and kill all of them. Later days, ma.
Yeah,
I'm going to free all the slaves.
Even if I just free you from your life.
Yeah.
Don't turn around. You'll turn into a pillar of salt.
I'm out of here.
He's got a nice backpack, doesn't he?
Yeah, I wish I had one of those hard case backpacks.
Styling.
Hey, there's a drug deal going down.
I keep looking in a shadow, but I don't see the Darth Vader outline.
I was just going to say that.
Darth Maul, bad guys. Found little boy. Wait, isn't he looking for Padme? Where the hell is she right now? Oh, I love that bass rumble right there when he starts.
Motorbike
it.
Away!
Ah! I'm out of breath. Oh,
nice. Some lightsaber action. Woohoo! Come on, Darth Maul, say something. You know you want to. One line of dialogue, anything.
Even if it was just like, you're no match for me, or something, you know, anything.
It's like, I'll kill
you. Hey, I thought
all.
I told you, no black men on the bridge.
Oh, nice takeoff.
You've got to supplement it. You know, the landing can't just be a landing. This is my ride, excuse me. Damn him.
Shit. Look at that gay jog Obi-Wan does there. They're Sith arts, come on. You're not going to do
absolutely
anything, you little
nothing,
shit.
Nothing, you little prick.
Give me a moist wipe. Sup. Yeah. Whatever. I'm going to be stuck with this kid for a long time, aren't I?
Yeah, Qui-Gon just saddled poor Obi-Wan with...
Oh, nice walking chair here. Now, this is the ultimate in laziness.
Now this is why Sio Bibble's pissed off all the time.
He doesn't get a walking chair. That probably is his walking chair. It's like, that's my chair.
Damn it, that was my chair.
Rumored.
Now, I wouldn't mind if all the droids had that voice.
Yeah.
Because at least that voice is a little less comical. Oh, please. Like, this was really needed.
She's got to rewatch this.
This is my favorite show.
The Sio Bibble Show!
Technically, she didn't see that yet, right?
Right. She's been gone the whole time.
It was her doppelganger.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley saw this.
Whoa, giant Zippo lighters on the table.
Those are for the giant cigars.
Nice.
Jar Jar was using them to light his farts.
Yeah.
I come from Tatooine.
Yeah, we were just there, dude. Space is cold. Now, they never mentioned space in the other movies either.
Space is cold, hard, it's brutal, it's unforgiving, Annie.
Senate? Debate? Boring.
What the hell are you talking about, hot lady? By the way, I'm feeling really strange right now.
I made this from the jawbone of a crate dragon.
Nice.
And eventually your death.
I've got your ear, slice.
Ah!
I'm going to not talk to you anymore. You don't know me.
And, like, this isn't totally creepy that I find a prepubescent child attractive.
Am I sexy?
Oh, this is just sick. She needs to be in jail.
She's a cradle-robbing bitch. Bitch!
Oh, wow, look at all these ships flying around, Bill. This is exciting. I hope I don't become jaded by all this by the third movie.
I really hope that we see a landing. Oh, there's the shuttle. Excellent. Hey, look, it's General Zod down there.
Yeah. He's got a huge part in the movie. And landing. Yes. Touchdown. Crowd goes wild. Hey, this looks like the menu screen.
Okay, the music playing right now makes me think of Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah. Well, who's this? This isn't the queen.
Hello, peacock head lady.
I dust things with my head.
Kneel before me.
So right here, Palpatine's kind of this doddering kind of jackass, but his whole
like,
plan
oh,
is to
I just want some power. Can I have one of your feathers?
I guess like Chancellor Valorum just moves away after this.
Chancellor, he's just like, I guess I'm not needed. What?
It's Terrence Stamp. Give him a line of dialogue, for Christ's sakes.
Anakin, drop! Oh, wait. Did that earlier.
And let's just stand here. How's it going?
Give me a kiss, Annie.
It's like, man, don't they have windows on these things? Come on. Some covered. It's a goofy looking
ship. Coruscant has to be incredibly polluted.
Whoa, it's so breathtaking.
And ordinary at the same time. I feel gypped that we didn't see that landing.
I know. What the hell? Oh, someone dumped a plate of spaghetti on her head.
There's a strange black man that just walked in the room.
I said I wanted linguine, but this is ridiculous.
This is fettuccine.
Noodle me.
You know, that AM loop antenna should bring her in really good reception at night.
Oh, totally. She could pick up HD on that.
HD radio?
I talk funny. Her voice drives me nuts in this movie.
Yeah, it's so irritating.
Discuss this in the committee.
A strong supporter.
How does anybody even... I mean... Palpatine is so... just obvious through the entire movie. All of them. How does anybody believe a single word he says?
He seems like such a nice guy. He's such a caring human being. Oh, there's a cat statue in the background.
Meow.
Dude.
Yeah. They roll their own.
Oh, this is so exciting to see what the Jedi do every day. Whoa,
that
what's that?
One Jedi has no legs. It's just a beard.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
What,
oh
the, hell
God, what the hell is that?
Papa and I am.
This is one scary looking Yoda, man.
Crack, I have smoked.
Muppet I am.
He just looks so bad in this.
So ugly.
Whoa, what the hell's that long neck, dude?
That's one of those commodians. They sit on commodes all the time.
How easily could you behead that thing?
A boy about this high.
Why is it that Samuel L. Jackson is so much better in this movie, in the short scenes he has, than any of the other ones?
Yeah.
I mean, he actually, look at him, he's acting.
He's intense here.
And all the other movies, there's absolutely no intensity. God, that Yoda's ugly.
A Sith Lord?
I just gotta laugh when I see Yoda here.
It's so bizarre.
I look deranged, don't I? Hey, Keanu Moody in the house. Okay, he wasn't acting there.
That was bad.
Hey, Plo Koon. Plo Koon. Before this saga is over.
I thought it was Plo Koon.
Plo Koon. Plo Koon. Plo Koon. Before the saga's over, I have a feeling we're going to see him kick some ass, Bill.
Totally.
I hope you're undressing.
A ninja.
Watch out, Annie. Whoa, there's a naked chick statue.
Anakin Skywalker. You talk, sure you talk funny, lady.
She told me she never wants to see you again. Get out.
What the hell happened to her hair?
If she swung her head, she would have like nunchuck head.
Nunchuck head. That's a serious ailment.
I'm afraid she's been diagnosed with nunchuck head.
Back at the Houston Astrodome. Whoa, he just kind of popped up there. That was cool.
I wish there'd be some ETs in this. That would be awesome.
So Palpatine goes from a lowly senator from Naboo to Supreme Chancellor in less than two films?
Oh, yes. His plan is complete. Trade Federation, got it. Who wants their laundry done?
We have an order here ready for pickup. Two spring roll, one General Tso chicken, one salt pepper squid.
Oh, nice floating HD cameras here. You must do something in the committee. What?
There's something on my head. It's very heavy. I am confused.
It's like when you get dizzy, could you make this thing sit still for a second?
Why am I spinning in circles?
What did you say? I am the Pope!
Cowman wants to speak! You know what would have made this scene so much better? No one speaking English.
Yeah.
Just gibberish the entire time.
She's got her sad clown face.
Well, there should be something behind blue eyes. So that the blue dude with the horns has been hanging out for a while.
Oh yeah. Oh, here's our favorite line.
In the committee.
Discuss this in the committee. Yeah, wait for it. And touchdown.
Murmur. I'm screwed. E.T.'s pissed.
A Sith Chancellor.
Someone who can totally manipulate you like the moron you are.
I wonder when in the movies we're going to see the Jedi Trials. That's going to be exciting, Bill.
This movie's so exciting, it's making me think of Munchos for some reason. I just thought of Munchos. I'm hungry.
I love Munchos.
I'm going to have a Muncho.
Nice. I want one.
Excuse my crunching.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Spaceship. Black man.
Damn, this kid's good, Crazy Yoda.
I'm crack Yoda.
You need to turn the heater on.
I'm sorry, Quota Mundi likes it below 30 in here. Yeah, crack Yoda.
Oh my god!
Haley's suffering.
Man, he looks deranged here.
Yeah, I would be running out of that room right now.
It's like,
yeah,
come on,
it's you,
man.
Yoda. You're scaring the shit out of me.
Cut me some slack, man.
I like Yoda's, like, male pattern baldness.
And ships flying around.
Yeah, not Jar Jar, now. you have quite a way of putting things.
Yeah, I was fine until you just said that, jackass. Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, I'm sure it's magnificent there, Jar Jar.
A grand army. That sounds like foreshadowing. Sphinx head, we have some good news. I'm Jolly.
Out of all those hundreds, if not thousands, of people and discs in that room, they chose him.
This is the point in the movie where little kids are crying in the theater because they're so friggin' bored. Get up to take a leak. Just like, oh, I thought this is a Star Wars movie. What's going on? There's not a scene like this in any of the other movies where they just try to board the living shit out of us.
Where they just talk and talk and talk.
She changes her headdresses. Whoa, she's definitely not going to sign that treaty.
No.
Did you see that head turn? She's not going to do it. Black man, ready my ship. Don't make me get my monk women to kick your ass.
Right then and there is where he got the idea for the Republic Guards.
Yeah, I like that idea. How come the throne room looks tinier now? Doesn't it look like it shrank?
Are they in a different minaret?
I guess so. Turn the lights out. We have something to talk about. Where's Yoda? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, this is an imposter.
It's a deformed-looking, deranged imposter. God, he just looks so bad. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Just, where's the Empire Strikes Back Muppet? Can they bring that back?
He disappeared into the Force. They can't bring him back.
Oh, damn. Look at Plo Koon standing over there with his funky self.
Plo Koon! Oh, okay, yeah.
Come on, movie. We're barely hanging in there. White and confrontation, got it. Queen Zataka.
Dark Warrior.
Ooh, sounds good. Show us. Mystery of the Sith? Hey, I'm with you.
And scene is over.
All right, now back to some action.
Woohoo! More ships flying around!
A certain point of view. He's very dangerous.
These night scenes always look like bad CGI green screen stages.
Mr. Qui-Gon, sir, I got a question.
You already are.
But you're my little problem. And I love you.
Got it. What kind of mumbo-jumbo is that?
What the hell does that mean?
What the hell's a midichlorian? It sounds made up.
Well, you see, George Lucas just pulled it out of his ass one day. Yes, think of it as space bugs. This scene is painful.
They're parasites.
This is causing me physical pain.
Right now, I hear many voices in my head.
No, so that's why I hear voices in my head.
Some of the voices are telling me to be nice to you. Others are telling me to kill you.
All right, let's show a scene of them getting up the ramp into the ship.
I could really go for that right now. Whoa, she's got testicles on her head.
I'm pretending to be Twi'lek.
You're pulling it off handsomely.
I like the way your testicle backs. Oh, criminy.
Makes the entertaining shit out of you!
I think he's just entertaining himself.
And, oh, this is one of my favorites. Oh, wait,
don't forget your duck sauce.
Later on, they have the walking hologram.
Why are they walking in a circle around the hologram?
Yeah, sit still, Nemoidians. Well, I guess I've always complained about them standing still, so I shouldn't complain.
Let's mix it up this time, guys. How about if you walk around the holograms?
Yeah, let's make it a lot more interesting here.
You're an annoying kid. I'm showing no emotion. This entire room has been scrubbed down. There's not a single amoeba in sight.
Break a friggin' beer bottle, dude, and get in a nice street fight.
Jar Jar Binks.
I hate the way she says that right there.
Jar Jar Binks.
Please go to your ticky-tacky, wobbling king man. We need your army.
Time for what? Shut up. Oh, sorry.
Time!
And landing. Yeah!
Perfect opening right there.
Gungan City, master. I never thought I'd say the line in my career as an actor.
A gung gung.
So is Obi-Wan's face, like, just digitally overlaid? He looks, his head looks weird here. Like, you know when somebody cuts someone out with scissors and they
You know what it is? It's that they're using a green screen background in trying to create sunlight through the trees, and it just looks wrong.
He looks so odd here.
They could have easily shot this outdoors and made it look normal, but no. Let's do it on a green screen and create digital sunlight.
Yeah, just go outside and Skywalker Ranch or something.
Yeah.
They all left. They told me go F myself.
Why black guy gotta be so negative?
Yeah, show us. Why didn't you just show us that in the first place?
Anyone.
Do we really care about the city being empty? Just go here first. Sorry, I'm getting so negative, Bill. I need to perk up a little.
Well, sometimes when logic lacks, you get...
It's like watching Heroes. I get just angry. Oh, he found us.
I hate the way he walks.
Nice poof head. She's almost got like a chef's hat on it. It looks like one of those big kind of like gourmet chef. Here we go.
Who's that with the hooters?
You're not Queen Amidala.
Did he just call him Biggin? Sup, Biggin?
I love me some Biggins.
Bombad. See, why couldn't they have made Jar Jar look like one of those warrior Gungans? That would have been cooler.
What's a Natalie Portman?
Huh?
Huh? What? I'm so confused.
Nice decoy.
Oh, the Jedi just figured that out, too.
Like, oh, she had us fooled.
Now, did they know the whole time?
Well, if according to them, yes, apparently.
I'm thinking Qui-Gon did.
I think they just lie all the time. They have no idea what the hell's going on. They just go say along they with do. It.
I like the sound of that.
See, Jar Jar should have been one of those warrior Gungans, and he shouldn't have spoken any English.
Just now, that would have been awesome.
Grunt sounds or something. Like, just a badass. That would have been different. Kind of a Chewbacca-esque character, you know?
I think that's what this movie sorely needs.
So what were you doing the first time you ever saw this in this scene?
Yawning.
What the hell's going on in this movie? We start being friends.
And now I was confused by why he's shaking around like an idiot.
Why are they all cheering? I think, you know what, I was waiting for, when's that lightsaber duel coming up? Because I know that
when's that cool fight with the music that premiered on MTV's Total Request Live going to come on? I remember watching Carson Daly on Total Request Live because they were going to premiere the music video for Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so excited. Like, oh.
Yay! Yippee!
Now, that scene where he ran off camera, that was shot in the backyard of Skywalker. Yeah. Kent.
Ah, speeders. Now, this is just awkward.
He's taking him behind a tree.
Mr. Show you your special purpose.
Aw, oh, it's so cute.
Oy vey.
I hate how she says diversion here. Diversion.
Hey, there's a big frog-like CGI character.
Does anybody see it, or am I just hallucinating?
Yeah. Did I just drop acid?
It's diversion. It's a diversion.
No, it's a diversion. like divergent.
Oh, nice map, R2. We found a weak point in this building. Through this porthole, if we shoot in there, the whole building will collapse. Bickety bam, just like the Death Star. Man, there's a lot of just standing around talking scenes in this movie.
Oh, there he is. I was like, what happened to him? He walked off screen.
Just, come on, show some personality, honey.
You know, not even the scene where they were setting up how to destroy the Death Star took this long.
I know. And that was interesting because you wanted to see, what is this weakness they're talking about? Awesome.
And that used, like, those dot pitch graphics.
Look at this.
Oh, it's a moving hog.
Yes. I am moonwalking. Awesome.
Oh, there you go.
How stupid is this scene?
This is... So they're so busy that they can't be sitting somewhere in this. They have to be walking down a hallway with a walking hologram droid.
Oh, oh.
Oh no, watch out for the nothing! Atreyu! Oh, wait, it's Gungan.
What? We're in the outback all of a sudden?
We're in the foggy swamp outback.
Misa, go on walkabout!
Misa, end up killing myself! Where is Jenny Agutter?
Whoa, they got dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs with ray guns.
What is their weird technology here? The shield?
They're all about bubbles.
Okay.
Well, that's entirely successful. Ah, yes, the first scene from the trailer.
Right, you're like, oh.
What the hell is this thing?
Awesome.
You know, I don't know what those troop transport things look like. They just look odd. You know, like that big bubble in the front. It just doesn't look right.
I love her gun here. This
the
really...
Republic Blaster.
Yeah.
I remember that was like the weakest gun in Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
It was the absolute worst. It did energy damage and it was always really low.
Awesome space battle. Woohoo! Our laser battles.
Yeah.
Wow. Try to put some more into it there, Ewan. Didn't it look like he wasn't even trying there?
I love how they crouch and shoot.
God, this is dangerous. The sense of danger.
Hey, that's a pretty cool picture wall.
Yeah, this is a great plasma. Great picture quality.
It's not as good as the Kuro, though.
It's just a panty.
Now, how great it would have been if he just would have taken one in the head and been killed instantly there.
And then it's over.
God, don't they have way too much clothing on to be pilots?
Yeah, you would think that they would have like a tight, you know, pressure flight suit on.
Yeah, they got these
trench coat things. But instead they're going in robes.
Yeah.
Yeah, R2 totally meant
to do that. This chick looks so
stupid
here running with this blaster right here.
Yippee! Oh!
That sucks.
Freedom!
Aww. You would think they would have bailed out.
Whoa.
They look like bumblebees.
Whoa! They got us a black pilot. That one female pilot looks like a librarian.
So even in a galaxy far, far away, blacks are a minority.
What planet do they come from?
Black planet?
Shut up, Jar Jar. Now this...
Open!
I always thought this was kind of neat, the unfolding of the droids, but... I'm saying neat.
Yeah.
Nice little conveyor.
It works like one of those, like, car lift things.
Yeah. I mean,
you only see in big cities.
I don't mind them taking the time to show us this. I think it's kind of neat.
Hey, they stole those from Halo.
Yeah. Get the glow balls ready. What the hell is a glow ball?
They're no match for Joydickers.
Now, I remember this from the trailer and thinking, wow, this is really cool. Ouch time?
He's being very negative.
Yeah, it's awful negative.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, you know... how cool the droids looked at first, and then they had to talk. If they never talked, I think it would be different. Maybe that would lend like a bit of mystery to it. Maybe they would be more menacing if they were just emotionless. Oh, God.
Come on, Jar Jar. Pull your head out of your ass. Oh, here we go, Bill. Get ready.
Everybody was kung fu fighting! It's just the way he says that. It makes me think of that song every time. Everybody this way! Uh-oh.
Just shoot him right now. He doesn't have time to react. Shoot him. Shoot him!
Yeah.
Everybody unload on him. See if he deflects all the Nah, okay, just leave.
Yeah, let's just go. I love how they all stop and look at him like, oh, what the shit is this?
How's it going? The name's Maul. Darth Maul. Droidicas!
Yeah.
Now, the blocking in the shot, did you see where everyone hid behind boxes?
Yeah.
There? And now watch when Anakin in the second starts firing. It looks like he would have mowed all of them down. See, look where they are, and they're shooting at the droids there. Now watch when he turns on the ship.
Oh, let me just hit some buttons here. It's stupid.
Okay, the positioning of the ship.
No, that didn't work.
Okay, he's shooting now, and now he's over there. Wouldn't he have killed some people just then?
Yeah.
Oh, just stop talking.
Yippee!
So automatic pilot takes him directly to where the other pilots are?
Guess so.
That's a dangerous autopilot.
Badass. Do you think he knows any of that dance martial art, capoeira? They should have got Mark Dacascos to be Darth Maul.
Oh, totally.
Backflip.
Oh,
does that look bad?
Boo, 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 boo.
These things go down awful quick. You would think that they would build the droids to last. You know, be able to take a couple shots.
Just, you know, I think you could take them out with just like a baseball bat. Just run up to them.
They're incredibly fragile.
Autopilot's
taking us directly into battle. Oh. Yeah, the scene just couldn't end with him kicking it. It just couldn't end there.
So does he just have dumb luck, or is the Force on his side?
I don't know. If he did have the Force, it's definitely not on his side.
See, he should have joined the Jedi Academy, I think, at that point.
I guess, Tex.
My favorite part's when he goes, whoa!
That's excellent logic, young one. I love that he has to narrate everything he does.
I know R2 just wants out of there.
R2's like, I can't believe I got stuck in this situation.
Oh, yeah! Look, he's going all crazy on the window. It's a good thing they all have grappling hooks on their guns, by the way, isn't it? Yeah, like, use ascension guns. Who calls them that?
These guys are terrible. Like, just horrible shots. That stuff must be made out of, like, super permacrete.
Why would you even have that on your gun?
It's incredibly useful.
Show him walking around more. This is exciting.
Yeah, it totally matches the music.
Oh, it cut away. You know, when you're watching this and you're so into the saber duel, it annoys the shit out of you that it keeps cutting away.
Cutting away, yeah.
Oh, take that, Darth Maul, bitch. Get over there, Obi-Wan. Damn.
How did he end up all the way down there? Now, what exactly does this room do?
That's a good question. It's a force-filled vent room type thing. Curious. Oh. I always thought it was cool here that Qui-Gon just meditates.
It goes into his battle meditation. That's because he's a hardcore liberal Jedi. He's all about the meditations.
That's very digital looking.
Yes, very.
Yeah, it sure is nuts and... That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, my gosh. Big boomers. Oh, they're going to roll over me. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Friggin' jackass.
That causes me physical pain.
Oh, his friend just ate it right there. Mizo, no, I'm a boomer!
Oh, my gosh, stop!
See, I just wanted a scene like Private Ryan here where the Gungans kind of...
Yeah,
in this
like
kind
an
of...
actual battle, not a freaking...
Yeah, you
comedy
see a Gungan
pit.
Picking up his severed arm off the ground, and he's,
yeah.
like, got shell shock. It would have been awesome.
Now, why didn't the droids just automatically shoot him as he fell?
Not sure. And why aren't they shooting him now? Because they were shooting him earlier.
I mean, it would be so much easier just to kill them. Buzz droids.
Shut up, you little shit. And here's another moment where the ship overheats or whatever. It happens to everything in the Star Wars universe, doesn't it?
What? You know, they just don't have reliable engines.
I always thought about this also. In THX 1138, Robert Duvall steals that car, and the same thing happens to the car, where it shuts down and overheats, and he keeps trying to restart it, and finally it does. This is exactly what happens to Anakin's ship here. So George Lucas has been doing that over and over again.
He's really big into the device of overheating.
Like you need
go,
to go,
Obi-Wan! Go! Run! Make it!
Force run! Come on! Aww.
Oh, you weren't fast enough. All of a sudden, we're on Friday the 13th.
Qui-Gon seems to be handling himself. Everything's all right. Just watch the nose. Oh!
Oh, no! Oh, man, that's such a weak death.
Ugh. Heartburn.
I think he did that on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch, I got your number.
Everything's going wrong now.
They're
going
to bury all those droids in a mass grave.
Yeah. It's horrible. The genocide.
Oh.
We are very angry. You never picked up your order.
Your hats are stupid.
Look at our hats. They're much better. They accentuate our heads.
This part is so stupid. There's friggin' Puff Head. It's my Puff Head decoy. Oh, yeah. That's what I got in my throne, Bill. You hit a button and you can
you
pull out blasters.
Guns in your toilet?
Yeah. You never know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we were totally had. I can't believe it.
You're really short, you know that.
Darth Maul needed to do some hissing in this scene.
Something, anything.
Awesome! I don't think they ever outdid this saber duel.
No. I mean, there's not a whole lot we can make fun of here.
That's pretty badass.
Because it is cool. It's really well done. It's exciting. It's fast. It just seems like after this duel, every saber duel in every other movie just seemed too outlandish almost.
Yeah, you had to outdo it, but it just didn't work.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is a pretty simple scene. It takes place in one location. There's the one device there with the force fields. But then you move on to the scenes with, like, the robot factory and Attack of the Clones. And then Mustafar in Revenge of the Sith. And it just gets dumber and dumber and more outlandish.
It's just like you're watching stuff happen, but it doesn't really affect you in any way.
Yeah.
I think that Darth Maul, when he kicked his lightsaber, should have went, oops.
Yeah, make him mean. Like, you know, taunting.
Like, I always thought when he killed Qui-Gon, he should have said, that's eight, or something like that. Like, they could have mentioned how there were missing Jedi in several planets that were missing in action. Then you'd know right then that he's been killing Jedi slowly.
There you go.
Just add some kind of depth to it, but no, he never says a goddamn thing.
Now this is pod racing. Oh, it's podcasting.
Shut up, you little brat. That little white kid did it.
Oh, no.
I could smell their frog skin burning now.
And it smells delicious. So that's it,
hey,
huh?
Check it out, Bill. It says 1138 on his backpack there.
Yep.
They
are brokied. Yep.
Yeah.
You would think that they would have more than one droid control ship.
The scene is so awkward.
Yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't...
He super slow jumps over Darth Maul's head, and it just makes no sense because up until now they showed Darth Maul be super fast and badass. Yeah. So he's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh!
You would think he would have pulled the I have the high ground move and cut off his legs.
Don't do it, Obi-Wan. I have the high ground. Oh!
Well, there goes one villain that could have been awesome, but ended up being lame.
We'll never know.
Thanks, George.
Hole in my stomach.
How is he even still alive?
He's holding on just to say this one thing. Train the boy. Make him arrogant.
You know what's weird about this whole thing? Let's say he was penetrated with a lightsaber. And it was through the stomach. And when the lightsaber goes through, it cauterizes the wound. Wouldn't that... It would either keep him alive or instantly kill him. I don't quite understand.
Maybe it went through his heart, too.
Went through his heart, he would have died instantly. The moment your heart gives out and you're dead, that's it.
He was holding on just long enough.
A landing!
Yeah, ship landing. Woohoo!
Wow, look how bad that troops look back there.
Yeah.
That's the one problem with this movie. The CGI has no depth. Depth of field.
She goes, everyone knows she's Natalie Portman now, but she's still talking like a moron.
Well, she needs to keep her cover.
Hey, are those troops really there in the background, by the way?
No.
And I love a lot of these guys are like ILM guys in the background. These are my rooks from my chess game.
Don't you like the feathers in their hat? I'm so happy and dandy. Look at my shirt. Don't you like my puffy coat?
I'm going to be king of the universe.
Why do you have a caterpillar on your head?
It must be the Mad Hatter in the background. Hey, this must be Digital Yoda right here. Oh, wait, it's just
a, oh, no.
Just a Muppet.
Back to Puppet Yoda.
Is Frank Oz under the floor right now? It's just like they overdid the puppet and his features are just so exaggerated. Looks so bad. He looks like
a lizard.
Yeah, slea stack.
He does. He looks like a slea stack. Only if his eyes were black.
He taught me everything I know.
Qui-Gon was a real prick, you know that? Wait a second. So they didn't want Skywalker to be a Jedi, but they're pawning him off on him now?
Yeah. Oh, his foot needs to stick.
Oh, I bet you that smells delicious.
Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah, I think it would be.
This is going to be delicious.
Now she's just recycling old outfits.
Well, she only has so many.
We're dropping you off at an orphanage.
Ah, awesome.
Wow, his beard hasn't even caught on fire yet.
That's because it's a force beard.
I'm talking to a puppet. Okay.
He should have been Jules through the entire movie.
A pig is a filthy animal. My plan is coming. Okay.
All right. It's a Gungan parade. We are free!
Whoop! Whoop! Hey, we've got your glow ball here. Nice haircut. So, what does the glow ball represent, Bill?
Life Day?
Ah, they're celebrating Wookiee Life Day?
Yeah.
So that guy came up to the reins of that creature, and then he's gone in the next
what
shot.
What the hell is that thing?
It's a Yoda lady. Oh, that's Yoda's wife. They showed her.
Yeah, Yoda beat her up one day, poked her eye out.
This is my ball and chain. Here, take your little glow ball here. Enjoy that. That's one of
those. It's like one of those balls in the Discovery store.
Yeah.
Misa's so happy. The movie's over.
What the hell does that thing even represent? Why are they all excited?
I have no idea. This hollow feeling's about to set in when the movie's over. And you realize how long you waited for a new Star Wars. And numb feeling sets in.
At this point, after I saw it, I'm sitting in the IMAX theater, and the guy I was talking to before the movie said he'd saw it like 10 times already, and he loved it. He looks at me and says, "What did you think?" And I say, "I'm not sure. I had no idea what to make of this mess."
What's that glow ball thing? That's the one question I have right now, but I have many more later on. What was that glow ball? And you know what's funny is the other two movies, you know, were done in high def. This one was on film, and you can tell it's
really gritty.
Yeah, it's.
I don't. Maybe they added that as like an effect post production. I don't know, but
it
just
not
looks
as pristine looking. Definitely,
it looks soft. Like maybe they did that because the effects were so lacking. Like it just didn't look quite right.
Right.
So maybe to cover up the sharp edges, they put a grain effect on it.
It's just definitely, you can tell the weakness in it. Awesome.
Hey, I don't know how anybody watched that and went, wow, that was really exciting. I enjoyed it. There was so much freaking talking.
It was just like, I remember after I saw it, we all went to eat, you know, like Denny's or something. We're kind of talking about it, and it's just kind of like, you know, you're talking about things. You're like, well, that lightsaber duel was really cool, and the pod race was neat. But you're not really talking about, wow, what an intense story. Or, what, yeah. You know, it's just like, you're kind of like, don't want to talk about the things that really were slow in mm-hmm. the movie. Or how stilted the dialogue was, and just kind of clumsy. Jake Lloyd.
Sayo Bubble.
Sire, the death tolls are catastrophic.
Oh, I missed what Captain Banaka's name
now,
was.
Now, where is Sofia Coppola?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she was one of the handmaidens.
Hey, look, Peter Serafinowicz. Hey!
Hey!
And Duel of the Fates was so cool in this movie. But
yeah, and then it got played out
by the
out
third
really
movie,
quickly.
It's just like, come on, write a new piece of music there, John. But it's just like, I don't know. I even saw this multiple times in theater, Bill.
I only saw it one time. It's all I needed. After I saw it once, and I just kind of went, wow, that sucked. Yeah, this is going to sound bizarre, but I actually saw it with my mom. And She was so angry after we saw it. Like, I can't believe you took me to see that.
Really?
Yeah, she was so bored. You know, I thought maybe it would be exciting. She would enjoy it. Something, go out with your mom, take her to a movie, have a nice night. But yeah, and she just, she was pissed.
What's crazy is the effects looked really good at one time. You know, they looked decent. It's like, as new movies come out, I guess the technology gets better. You watch the other version you watch the newer ones, and then you see the effects kind of scream out at you that they're not as good.
This one is stuck directly in the uncanny valley. There's just that, it looks wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and even the next two has.
Oh yeah,
it has its flaws. You know, it's like when you see the, you know, Avatar and how far effects have come. It's just.
This is gonna be a good example. With this movie, it was these movies are event movies. They were all about the effects, and the story was so incredibly lacking that you had to concentrate on how cool everything was. Whereas, at least with Avatar, we know we're going to have a story. James Cameron is a storyteller.
Right.
George Lucas, I don't know where he lost that storytelling ability in the years between these films.
Well, he didn't hire Lawrence Kasdan to write it.
Yeah, it's so disappointing to have something like this.
And another thing is, like, we haven't seen Avatar yet, but you have to think about, it's been a long time since James Cameron's made a film, and I'm really excited about that. I hope I don't have Phantom Menace syndrome, you know?
Yeah.
After the fourth viewing, I'm like, you know, this really isn't that good. But, you know, if I see one viewing and I'm kind of like enjoying myself, then that's good. And then later on, you know, just tear it apart.
Well, what's funny is with this, it's like I own these films on DVD, yet I can honestly tell you that I've only ever watched each one time. That's it.
Yikes.
I have never popped them in more than when I initially bought them.
Have you at least watched the pod race over and over again?
Not over and over again, but each time I upgrade my speakers or my receiver, you know, or my television, I'll watch it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've watched the pod race over and over again, you know, just for the sound and also the saber duel.
But since these films have aired on like Cinemax and HBO and HD, I, you know, it's so much better in HD than this DVD. The DVD really kind of looks a little
now,
weak.
Bill, if you experience any condition of this movie that you weren't happy with, I need you to call 1-800-THX.
You know what? We should call that and record it. Like, yeah, I just watched The Phantom Menace, and I'm kind of confused about why it sucks.
It's got me very angry. All right,
I was
everybody.
Expecting so much more.
Should we just say, hey, guys, I'm glad that you joined us for The Phantom Menace, huh? Wasn't that fun, everybody? Woohoo!
I enjoyed it. I enjoy watching films with friends and, you know, talking. It certainly helps the movie.
That was great. I had a good time, Bill.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? This Monster energy drink kind of kept me awake and vibrant. So
hopefully we didn't seem too negative. You know, there's a place in my heart for Phantom Menace where I could watch it, and there's a lot that causes me pain, but still, I think back, it's the nostalgia of it, of when it came out.
It's the pain of expectations.
Right.
Just completely destroyed.
Because our feelings were built up so much for this, and it's not as painful as Highlander 2, though. That, no. I was expecting one of the greatest movies ever, and instead, it was like I got shat upon. So.
The best way I think that was perfectly summed up how I felt about The Phantom Menace is in season 2 of Spaced, whenever it opens with Simon Pegg's Tim Bisley standing over the fire with all his Star Wars material. It felt like something was wrong. The balance needed to be restored to the Force.
Right. That's funny. But yeah, it's true. And, you know, let's get our, our expectations. We can build them up now for Attack of the Clones, Bill. Because that'll definitely improve on plot and story with the second one.
Yeah, I hope there's more action and less talking.
You're right, and I hope Kit Fisto comes along in the next one, because I didn't see him anywhere.
He's one of the most exciting and dynamic Jedi.
He definitely is. I'm a huge Kit Fisto fan. So everyone keep an eye out for Kit Fisto in Attack of the Clones, and I hope everyone enjoyed this and you were able to stay in sync with us, lined up the movie. You know, it may take a few tries, but I think it'll work okay.
I think the point, that was a good idea to have the sound up a little bit for a split second, so people could match it up. I think we shouldn't have a problem with that.
Right, and this is just the beginning of many more commentaries, Bill. We should keep rolling with them.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I hope everyone enjoys them, but thanks everybody for joining us. We'll see you next on the Attack of the Clones, all right?
I'm going to go play Star Wars Episode I Battle for Naboo on my Nintendo 64.
Awesome! Oh, I've been playing that game for a long time, Bill.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Exactly. All right, bye, everybody!
See ya.
Yippee.
Now this is podcasting.